and we'd like to welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight. She's working on a project called Listen to Your Mother. It's a series of live readings by local writers about motherhood, and she's coordinating this all. She's from Hobart, lifelong resident there, and she's bringing this project together for Northwest Indiana. Please welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight, Carrie Bedwell.
Hi, Larry. Hi, Esther. How are you guys?
It's a good day.
It sure is.
I'm so excited about your project. Can you tell us the origins and how long you've been doing it?
Sure. So in 2010, a woman named Ann Emig from Madison, Wisconsin, got some of her writer friends together and created a show at a local theater. And her blogger friends loved it so much, they said, can we, you know, produce these shows in our hometown? Can you come here and do this? And she said, no, but you can do it. So she set up some parameters, and at its heyday, there was like 56 cities that were producing the show. Probably about 2016, she kind of wrapped up that project. But there's about 8 cities this year that we'll be producing, and we produced the show via a producing company in New York, a licensing company. So, you know, kind of going about it the way you would producing any sort of play. I was blessed to be in the cast in 2014. I actually auditioned because as a teacher, I am very comfortable speaking in front of students all day, but I was not in front of adult audiences. So kind of faced a fear and auditioned and made the cast. And then when no one was producing, you know, Listen to Your Mother is really, truly a gift, not only for the people that are reading their stories and releasing, you know, those thoughts, but also for the people that are listening. You know, they identify with a lot of these stories. And so in 2018, I brought it to my hometown of Hobart. We were experiencing like a renaissance with businesses. And knowing that the show had such a huge following, you know, I wanted the people attending to also like understand how amazing my hometown of Hobart is as well.
Yeah, the whole program, it's like so cathartic storytelling, both the listening as well as the telling of it. And mothers are a particularly emotional subject. So
they are. What's kind of awesome, though, is that you don't have to be a mother. You don't even have to be female to be in the show. And, you know, people have talked about their wives as mothers. And last year we had Jay Wakasey in the cast, and he used his daughter's little tiny pink bike that she rode when she was like 3 as a metaphor. And then he talked about how, you know, he can't wait till he gets the call from his daughter, you know, that he has a granddaughter, and to pass that bike on, and just how amazing that would be.
You had auditions back on the 14th or before the 14th, and you announced the cast on the 14th. Tell us a little about maybe just something in general about the women that are involved and will be involved with it. And then how's that progressed? Do you do like a performance, a series of performances, and how does that all work?
And do you get to perform each time?
I can if I would like to. The first year I produced, I did not perform. And this year, what I'm doing is I'm kind of so based off of, because we like it to be sort of like a roller coaster, like some pieces that are sort of neutral, some that are funny, some that are sad. So I'm going to write something of, you know, whatever I need at that point, like once I reread through them. Yeah, I'll be the bridge to whatever we need. So we had auditions the 10th, 11th, and 12th. And some of the pieces, one, for instance, Danielle Egoff, she's going to be one of our readers. She writes a letter to her daughter about how, you know, you don't always have to do everything alone. You can ask for help. Danielle had experienced several infant losses, and they went through the adoption process, and she internalized a lot of that. So she wrote a letter to her daughter, you know, telling her, you don't have to do these kinds of hard things on your own. Kelly McGuire writes about a moment. She has an autistic child, and she kind of takes you through a time where he is basically going through a huge panic attack, and you know what she's holding him and rocking him, and she just verbalizes what she's saying to him, and it's a really deep, poignant moment. Leah Hexnick. She is a local Hobart woman. She wrote a song about motherhood. And so this will be, I believe, the first time we have someone singing in it. Jessica Brooks wrote about a poem about the type of mom she wants to be. So we'll have a poem, song, and several readings this year.
So where does this end up being performed? A live performance?
It's a live performance, and there's only one. And it is on Sunday, May 7th, 3 p.m. at the Hobart Art Theater.
Okay. And do you videotape that at all and for archive?
Most years we have, yes.
You've been doing this how long?
I was in the cast in 2014, and I've been producing and directing since 2018.
And I assume you're going to do this next year, so at some time.
Yes. So we usually have auditions late February, early March. They're usually in the newspaper. They're usually all over social media. I like to go into the different community pages and announce it. And we have one of our sponsors is Great News Life, and they usually post it for us as well. The Times is one of our sponsors, so they will post that as well.
Just the show dates again real quick.
May 7th. That's a Sunday. 3 p.m. Hobart Art Theater.
Okay, thank you so much. That's Carrie Bedwell of Listen to Your Mother. Thank you for coming on Art on the Air Spotlight.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Art on the Air Spotlight and the full one-hour Art on the Air program on Lakeshore Public Radio is brought to you by Macaulay Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.